Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. We'll talk about this later on today with the Lakeville Journal, but their membership model has now been set up, and the Lakeville Journal is looking for your support. They've implemented many of the changes that people have suggested. Unfortunately, they went on to say they're not in financial positions at this moment to implement all of their requests, such as doing a major upgrade on the website, though that is part of their long-term plan. What the journal goes on to emphasize is that to continue publishing, the two newspapers need to raise approximately an additional $100,000 each year in revenue. They've been around for 123 years. The whole advertising model has changed in the United States and the world. And the Lakeville Journal Company is not yet a 501c3, and they have different models and levels of support. You can see this in the paper itself, or go online, tricornernews.com, and see how you can help. But like I said, we'll be discussing this with members of the Lakeville Journal when they're in studio later on today here on The Breakfast Club. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Music and lyrics by William Finn, book by Rachel Schenken, directed by Marcus Olson, November 7th and 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m., November 10th at 2:30 at the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. Cornwall's Veterans Day celebration and the unveiling of a plaque honoring Civil War veterans will be held at the Sedgwick Monument at the intersection of Route 43 and Hot Boy Hill Road on Sunday the 10th at 2 p.m. Civil War veterans ceremony will include a historical reenactment by actors. Veterans will be honored by students at Cornwall Consolidated School on Friday the 8th at 11:30 in the school gym. Falls Village Emergency Center. On Friday, November 8th, from 5:30 to 7:30, continuous serve of beef or vegetarian tacos, various toppings, rice and beans, nachos and salsa. They're $7 each. The family max is $25. A winter clothing giveaway will again take place at All Saints of America Orthodox Church on Saturday, November 9th. Donations of winter coats, hats, boots, sweaters, and outerwear can be dropped off at the church anytime. Free clothing will be available on Saturday, the 9th, from 9 until 2. The church is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. More information at 860-435-9632. The Connecticut Railroad Historical Association welcomes one and all to the grand opening on Saturday, November 9th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Canaan Union Depot Railroad Station. More information, CanaanUnionStation.com. An opportunity to peer back in time into old houses as well as modernist mid-20th century homes being offered in Kent through a house tour by the Kent Historical Society on November 9th from noon until 4:30. Advanced tickets are available at the KentHistoricalSociety.org and Thurston Home, Herring Gallery, and Kent Wine and Spirits, cash or check only. The price increases to $60 on the day of the tour at 7 Hearths from 11 a.m. through the afternoon. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse Sunday, 7 until 10:30 in the morning. Kent Boy Scouts Scouting for Food Holiday Food Drive will take place on Sunday from 9 till 1 at the Davis IGA, Kent Green Boulevard. Donations will benefit the Kent Food Bank's Holiday Basket Program. The Holiday Food Bank is located at 93 North Main Street and supported by the Kent Community Fund and Kent Social Services. A concert celebrating Kent's legendary pianist Dolph Trayman, a performance on Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, 1 Main Street. More information, Dolph Birthday Concert, Eventbrite.com. Students are free. Admission $20 at the door, $15 in advance. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and InterlakenInn.com and Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the day off today at 27,492.56, the NASDAQ at 8410.63, and the S&P 500 at 3076.78. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.